Good morning, race fans, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Today at Del Mar. Good morning to everybody out there. I am Eddie the Hat, and all of our podcasts are brought to you courtesy of horseracing-selections.com. All right, let's get to it. Big win yesterday. Yes, absolutely incredible win. Eddie's VIP play came through for us, as we kind of hoped he would. Box of chocolates in the seventh race at $8.40. And I got to tell you, folks, we had some really good information on this guy claimed at Los Alamitos. They were pointing him for this particular race. And wow, he definitely came through flying colors. Got the trip that was suggested, break okay, and just lay off the pace. And what a sweet trip he got down along the rail, and just exploded at the eighth pole, strided out very nicely, looked good on the gallop out, and won for fun the way we like him at $8.40. Sure hope you were in on it. If not, then you've got an opportunity next time. Again, folks, these are very exclusive horses that run once or twice a month, if that. Sometimes we'll go 5 or 6 weeks without one. That's why they are priced accordingly, but they are solid, definitely live horses. And we sure hope you were on that yesterday. It made our weekend. Yeah. So anyway, okay, enough of the bragging. Take advantage of it next time if you haven't. Horseracing-selections.com is where to go. And of course, in the meantime, we still have our daily selections. We had a nice day yesterday. And so let's get to it and go over the jockey and trainer standings as they are through today. And well, you know what? Let's get to them, because they're not on my screen here like they were supposed to have been. But that's what happens when you do these podcasts. Sometimes things go smoothly, sometimes they don't. Okay, here we go. Juan Hernandez continues to lead the way. Had the opportunity to chat with him yesterday in the paddock. What an incredible, gracious young man this guy is. Obviously, his talents are incredible. You know, it's just great to see the good guys doing really well. He continues to lead the way. As a matter of fact, he's putting distance on Rispoli, which I got to tell you, at the beginning of the meeting, I didn't think was going to happen. I thought it was going to be a dogfight between these two, but this young man is putting it together and riding at the top of his game. 30 wins, 109 starters, a 28% win percentage. Umberto Rispoli, 15 winners, 83 starters, 18%. Ramon Vasquez, 12 wins, 100 starters, 12%. And I'll tell you again, what a ride he gave our box of chocolates yesterday. Just incredible. Joe Bravo, 12 wins, 51 starters at 24%. And Hector Barrios with 8 wins, 37 starts for 22%. Okay, turn the page to the trainers. Here we have Bob Baffert leading the way with 11 wins from 38 starters, 29%. And currently in second, we have Phil D'Amato with 10 wins from 67 starters, 15%. Peter Miller, 10 wins, 67 starters at 15%. Doug O'Neill, also having a solid meet, 10 wins from 75 starters, 13%. George Papaprodromou, 9 wins, 53 starters for 17%. That's not bad either. So congratulations to everybody who's having a good meet. And again, folks, this ain't easy, because this is a top, obviously a top circuit. So when you're having a good meet like that, it speaks for itself. Okay, I'm back. We had a little bit of a technical problem there that I had to take care of. We had to plug in the battery. Yeah. Off to a good start this morning. Needless to say, guys, with an excuse, we were out late last night. So, all right, let's get to today's card. We got a nice card going. There are 8 races. First post, of course, is at 3 o'clock. And let's get to the first race. And check the first race out for you. This is a B-minus race. For us, 5 furlongs on the turf and allowance optional claiming affair. And not a whole lot of interest here for us, with the exception that we do like a horse in particular to start things off here in the first. A decent play, like I said, this is a B-minus rated race for us, but for an allowance optional claimer, came up okay. So we're going to particularly use one horse here, and we'll see how that goes. The second race, 5.5 furlongs. This is a maiden claiming event for Calbreds, 2 years old, with in for a tag of 50. This is another B-minus race for us. Interesting couple of horses in here that we like that might pay double digits. We have Paisley's Vision, who's 6-1 in the morning line with Armando Ayuso, and coming in from Turf Paradise, Arizona Downs. Showed improved speed in his last race. The only question here is we question maybe class-wise a little bit. So, but we do like a horse in here. Just a freebie. If Paisley's Vision does go creep up above the morning line of 6-1, you might want to take a shot with this, because this looks like a wide-open race on paper as well. The third race, a mile on the turf. This is a starter allowance, a B race for us. Our best bet of the day comes here in the third. If you want to get in on this, give us a look at horseracing-selections.com, and we can help you out a little bit. This is not a bad race that we'll probably get involved in a little bit. And as I said, our best bet comes in the third race. The fourth race is a mile. This is a claiming event. These are for three-year-olds that have never won 2 races, in for a tag of 32. This is a C-plus race rated by us, and something that we're not going to get too involved in either. This is a good race to sit out, take some notes, handicapping, give the horses a good look in the paddock, and do some trip handicapping. Not something that we're going to get involved in too much. The favorite in here, the 2-1 morning line favorite, Maxim Moment, looks ordinary to us, although he is from the Phil D'Amato barn, and Abel Cedillo will be riding him. The fifth race, a mile on the turf, a maiden special weight again for cowbred or cow sired fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. Keep in mind that in this race, the rail is up 30 feet. This is a B-rated race here, and we do like a horse in here quite a bit. Figures to get a good trip, and not a bad play here for us in the fifth. So, and you've got 2-4 horses in also on the also eligible list. Keep your eye on them. If any of them draw in, you want to give them a second glance. The sixth race, claiming event, 6 furlongs on the dirt. It's a C-plus rated race for us for 3-year-olds and upward, in for a tag of 16. C-plus, again, this is not a race that we're going to get particularly involved in. However, I will give you a little bit of insight on a horse that won last time for the Jonathan Wong stable, Oliva, who is now residing with Jeff Metz. This was a horse that really, in all honesty, was well-regarded last time. We think this gelded son of Golden Sense, he's 6 years old now, may be on the downside, even though he won last time. The Wong stable added front wraps to him last time. He was all out to win under Umberto Rispoli, and he double jumps in class off the claim. So keep that in mind. He's 6-1 on the morning line. He might get play off of what looked like an impressive win last time, but was actually not as impressive as it looked. Seventh race is a mile and 3/8 on the turf. This is the CTT and TOC feature race today. This is an A minus race for us. You've got some very classy fillies and mares in here, and of course headlining Neige Blanche, who's 4-5 in the morning line for Leonard Powell. Very versatile horse. She's going to take some beating, and good luck if you try to beat her. However, there will be some prices under her, and you always want to take a look at invading horses in a race like this, such as Sister O'Toole with Umberto Rispoli from Graham Motion, although this 5-year-old mare is 0-5 this year, so tread lightly with her. And you got the outside filly, Duvet Day, who went impressively last time, albeit versus softer. She's improving, and she likes the track. She could give a good account of herself in the seventh. And finally, let's go to the eighth race. This is a C-minus race for us, a mile, maiden claiming, in for a tag of 20, three-year-olds and upward. This is a race, quite honestly, that's wide open, something that we're not going to get involved in, and we wouldn't suggest that you do either in that race. So let's go to our free play of the day for everybody out there listening, and that comes in the first race with That's Amare, 5-2 on the morning line under Umberto Rispoli for Phil D'Amato. This horse is coming off of a nice looking race at Santa Anita. She's been given some time since her last, which was on May 22nd, when she walked out of the gate, was totally eliminated. And she's in with her friends today, the 5-year-old mare of Unusual Heat. Figures to bounce back. She's come back with two notable works at Los Alamitos, and also figures to give a good account of herself here. Career-wise, she's got a solid runner-up second at Del Mar on August 7th, although it is back in 2020. But she has shown a fondness for the course. With an alert break, she'll be tough to beat. That's Amare in the first race, your free play of the day. And that's going to do it for us on this Friday morning. Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Today at Del Mar. And if you want to get in on all the ticket cashing that we offer, go visit horseracing-selections.com. We'll get you set up. And again, coming off of a nice win yesterday with Box of Chocolates for our VIP clients, congratulations to everybody who cashed. Sign up now. We'll notify you when the next one goes, which, like I said, one or two a month. So these are very select plays. Have a great day at the races. We'll be talking to you again tomorrow morning. Cash those tickets. This is Eddie the Hat, and I'm out.